We're on the phone now with Dr. Gregory Ripich with Cuga Medical Associates, and you have more than 20 years of surgical experience in Central New York. You received your bachelor's from Cornell and MD from SUNY Health Science Center in Syracuse, and joined CMA in September 2018. And since then, you've gotten into a lot of stuff, particularly robotic surgery. You teach and proctor trainings in robotic surgery, and you also are now exclusive in the Cortland area at Cuga Surgical Specialists, 1122 Commons Avenue. So Dr. Ripich, I guess, just generally introduce robotic surgery, you know, what people in the Cortland area can find at your office, and, you know, how it all relates, I guess, to coming out of COVID-19 restrictions and stuff like that, you know?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm excited to be out here in Cortland. I was out here just briefly here and there, but Cuga's really done a great job of reaching out and looking after the needs of the people locally, and we decided to establish a full-time office out here for general surgery, most of which for me is robotic surgery, to help the community be available for them so people can come to see me preoperatively here in Cortland. They don't have to go to Ithaca, and they can see me postoperatively so they can be evaluated, to get their consultation, and also get their follow-up care here in Cortland, and in between have their surgery done in Ithaca. And again, I do majority of my surgeries, robotic surgery, minimally invasive surgery. I deal with hernias, all sorts of hernias, hernias of the groin or of the abdomen, hiatal hernias, as well as problems with gallbladders, colon cancers, stomach issues, hiatal hernias, reflux issues, you name it. Any general surgery procedure is done there with this. Now the Da Vinci robot, which gives us incredible three-dimensional vision, which is much improved from traditional minimally invasive surgery, as well as incredible instrumentation and fine precision movements of the robot. These instruments have more movements than the human hand, so everything's done through small incisions. The recovery is very fast. Back to work is very fast. Pain is minimal, less bleeding. Almost no infections, so it's a great technology. We want to be available here in the area so people can come and be seen and get their care here. Their surgery's done, I think, that they can get the majority of their care done right here, so it's convenient for them.
And that's so huge, too. I mean, the boost in technology, especially in the medical field, I'm sure you can vouch for stuff like that Da Vinci machine and how, you know, precise and minimally invasive these surgeries actually have become. You know, I mean, talk about how that's improved the patient experience, I guess, over the years, you know.
Oh, incredible. You know, there's the traditional surgeries through larger incisions, which significantly increases the recovery time and the pain and the incidence of infections and even problems afterwards, hernias developing in these incisions, old big incisions. Switching to this minimally invasive surgery, yeah, it's changed everything with these small incisions. And now with this Da Vinci robot, just you're able to look and see so precisely, you know, on your instrumentation. And it's just really an incredible machine.
Yeah. Well, how's it been, you know, throughout the pandemic? I mean, gladly we're kind of on our way, hopefully, into better territory. And, you know, obviously it's evident with the mask restrictions. I mean, a lot of those are still in place at doctor's offices and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, generally speaking, have you guys gotten your influx of patients back, or, you know, are you still kind of trying to get the message out that it's safe to get care?
Yeah, we absolutely do. You know, Ithaca was very fortunate. Cuga Medical did not see, you know, as big a population of COVID as some of the other areas, and so we did not have as much downtime as most, although we did. And we've been trying to get the word out for a long time now that we're there. I even had some people coming up from other places, New York City, to see me because their hospitals were closed and we were available. So it's been nice to do that. And we're continuing to try to open up. And right now it's very open. And, you know, there's some rules and regulations that we're still following, but we're wide open to see people. It's safe. And we're taking all the precautions that you'd normally take, but people are coming in, back in for everything. So if there's a question out there that you have, something needs to be seen, you should be very comfortable that you can be seen safely and have your surgery if needed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's a good way for, I know you're accepting new patients, what's a good way for people who may not have seen you before to come by for a consultation or whatever they might need, you know?
Yeah, so they can call. They can either through their primary care office, we'd be happy to set something up, or simply just calling our office and setting up an appointment. So we're here throughout the week and always available. So that would be great. They can call directly or through their office, whatever is convenient with them.
Okay, great. Well, Dr. Rippett, I wanted to ask you, what is the teaching and proctoring in robotic surgery like? Or do you teach students that are in med school or interns or both? Or
I actually teach surgeons who are learning to do robotic surgery. So I travel all over different parts of the country as well as New York State to teach surgeons who are now training in robotic surgery. So I'll watch them do their first surgeries and proctor and teach as they go along from that aspect, which has been great. I really enjoy that. You learn a lot from teaching and also from passing on what I know and what I've learned from doing so many robotic procedures.
Yeah, well, it's got to be cool. Well, Dr. Gregory Rippich, it was a pleasure to talk to you. And again, listeners, he's over at Cayuga Surgical Specialists at Cortland, 1122 Commons Avenue. And phone number will get posted, but it's 607-319-5720. And other than that, you know, Dr. Rippich, it was, nice talking to you. And I see you like a fan of the outdoors, like most of us, I think. So hopefully this weather by this weekend, it's looking like it's going to be a scorcher, you know. Hopefully we can be outside.
Absolutely, it's great. We would, I'll be definitely spending time outside. And anybody who needs anything, feel free to come in. We'd be happy to see them. And now's the time to have things taken care of before they get worse, and so you can enjoy your summer and the rest going on. But happy to answer questions anytime anybody has. It's hernia month. June is a national hernia month, I believe, and if somebody has a bump or a lump or some pain, feel free to come in. We'd be happy to take a look and talk to anybody at any time. So it's a great community, and we're happy to be here and being available for everybody in this Cortland area.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you here, and we'll keep you in touch with the link and everything to the interview. And like I said, thanks a bunch for setting some time aside.
No problem. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.